Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast Wellness Spot, where we focus on health and wellness and how we can reclaim our health and life today. You're in the right place if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've been helping so many others, and it's time to help yourself. In a time when health and wellness can be so confusing, I'm here to share what I know and what I've learned in nursing and in my past 20 years experience in wellness, and how making a smart plan can help you live your best life today. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast and the Wellness Spot. So this is Moira Gorski, your host, and I'm so glad that you came back. And I feel like this is a really important podcast to record and a really, really important topic to talk about, because I help people reclaim their life and their health with my wellness business and my experience in nursing and wellness. And recently I've been helping so many with specifically immune health. I mean, it is a crazy time right now, right? Crazy, it's unique, it's unsettling. And health is really at the top of everybody's mind. And really what I'm finding is, in particular, immune health. So I thought today I'd record some things that I've learned and some things that can hopefully help you, like foods that you can eat and supplements that really help to boost your immune system. So if you're really focused on boosting immunity, which is really what we should all be doing right now, hopefully this will be a good guide for you. And although this is, you know, this is a, again, particularly unique and stressful time, we really should be doing this all, you know, all year long. And if this is the time that you learn this, you learn about what you can do to build your immune health and build your overall health, then hey, what a great time to start. And again, I think the really good news is that even though there are a lot of things that are out of our control right now, again, talk to so many people and even within my household, we just feel like some days that there are so many things that are out of our control. But I'm here to tell you that there really is so much that we can control. And those are really specifically like what we eat, what supplements we take, and really how we treat our body and our mind. You know, I like to share with others that I've learned over the years that it's so important to take care of the things that are around us and the things that we put on ourselves and we put our in ourselves. So that's, you know, again, that's kind of what I'm saying. You know, it's really important, and there are things that we can control is what we eat, the supplements that we take, and really how we treat our body. And, you know, as we go along with this podcast today, I do reference the Shaklee. I'm going to mention a few Shaklee products. Those are the products that I have learned to love and trust over the 20 years that I've been using them and recommending them to others. It is a company that's backed by science and by integrity and quality. And I trust these supplements. They have been a life changer and a health changer for me and for my family and so many people that I've helped over the years. And so that's the brand that I represent. That's the brand that I trust. And so I will recommend those. And you'll see at the end and in the show notes, if you want to set up a time to chat with me, please do that. Please reach out. And, you know, I offer a free kind of reclaim your health discovery session, and we'll just get on the phone or we'll get on Zoom and we'll talk through what your health concerns are, and I'll make some recommendations of things that can help to boost your immunity. So let's talk about the importance of eating a nutritious diet and really limiting the sugar. What we eat really plays a big role in how our bodies can really fight disease and you know, just protect ourselves from disease. And, you know, some of the best nutritional advice that really will never go away and it will never change is to eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables with a variety of colors. So you've probably heard this before, right? We're supposed to eat the rainbow, right? So eating a variety of foods that are lots of different colors pretty much ensures that you're going to get a mixture of nutrients, because different foods, you know, contain different nutrients, and all of those colored vegetables really, really helps. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that as we talk about some antioxidant rich foods. And then You know, it's important also to note that if you do eat a diet that's high in sugar, I mean, sugar can really suppress the immune system. That's certainly a known fact, and it can lead to inflammation. So we want to make sure that we limit the sugar that really the added sugar, you know, so the things that are added sugar sources. And so if you have a healthy diet, and then again, we want to make sure that we have a healthy mind. So other factors that we can institute are things to help manage our stress. And maybe that's yoga, maybe that's meditation. You'll find a great podcast about my morning routine, which includes meditation and journaling, adequate sleep, and definitely exercise. You know, if it's whatever exercise you choose, but just having some type of movement during the day, it's the best way to support our immune system and our overall healthy lifestyle. So we're going to go into, I'm going to talk about some popular foods and supplements that you should know about to keep your immune system healthy and strong. And really remember that it is great if we can get our nutrients from our food. But in this day and age, it is really difficult because the food supply and the crops are just not, I mean, they're just not as nutrient dense as they used to be. And again, there's stress, there are stressors, there are viruses, there is bacteria that really, really is are attacking us. And we really need to make sure that we have the strongest health that we can to fight off those things. So I say that because smart supplementation is really, really imperative these days to fill in the gaps and helps to, you know, create a really robust health system for ourselves, if you will, you know, a really robust immune system. So let's get started. So let's talk about antioxidant-rich foods. So what are antioxidants? So antioxidants are substances that your body makes or are found in foods that can help fight damage caused by free radicals. So free radicals are those molecules that can damage your body tissues. And they come from, you know, normal metabolism, but they're, it's also is due to exposure to things like pollution and stress and toxins in our environment and also toxins in the food, you know, what we consume. And if we have a buildup of free radicals in our body, it can lead to oxidative stress. And oxidative stress really is been known to be linked to kind of the first step of disease is all of that oxidative stress. So we want to make sure that we have lots of antioxidants in our diet. And those are those, you know, foods that have lots of vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, and certain plant compounds. So they'll come from some good food sources that contain antioxidants are all the berries, red grapes, red cabbage, nuts, dark chocolate. Yay, yay for dark chocolate. lots of leafy greens, beets, sweet potatoes, carrots, artichokes, and certain kinds of beans. So you can even see if you think about all of those foods, there's lots of color in there. Lots of red, lots of orange, lots of green. So lots of really colorful fruits and vegetables. If you start with that, then you'll be pretty much guaranteed that you're getting some good antioxidant rich food. Now, the next one, you want to make sure that you're having adequate amounts of protein. And I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying, is that our cells are made of vitamins, minerals, and protein. So we want to make sure that we get adequate, great vitamins, minerals, and protein. And because protein is made of amino acids, and amino acids are used as a fuel for our immune system. So the more amino acids, the stronger that our immune system, right? So again, it helps to support immune function in our intestinal cells. And again, when we don't have enough protein, we tend to have a weaker immune system. And how much protein you get really is dependent on how old you are, you know, what your body size is, kind of what your status, your health status is, and really what stage of life you're in. But suffice it to say, it's just really, really good to get an adequate amount of protein. And again, when you reach out to me and we chat, we can talk about what would be the proper amount for you. But good sources of protein are things like fish. I think you probably all know this, but you know, lean protein is even better. So fish, poultry like chicken and turkey. You can have beef and pork, but just minimally processed. Eggs, certain types of yogurts, the Greek ones, nuts and beans and soy products. So in this area, I love the Life Shake from Shaklee. So Life Shake is the protein meal replacement shake that Shaklee has. There's a couple of types of them. So there's a non-GMO soy protein. Did you know that Dr. Shaklee actually developed the first protein isolate, meaning that he isolated the nutrition from the soybean and made it into a form that you could, you know, powdered so that you can put it into a shake. So the non-GMO soy, and then also the plant one, which is a pea protein. So I love those Life Shakes. They are the purest and the cleanest protein that I found. They were recently reformulated with a new sweetener called Reb M, which I got to tell you, helps them taste so yummy. I challenge you to taste another protein shake that tastes as yummy as these Life Shakes do. There's a great fiber blend, so they're nice and smooth, not chalky. And again, what's wonderful about them in regards to our immune system is they're chocked full of 23 vitamins and minerals, lots of amino acids, and there's 20 grams of protein in a serving. So they can be used as a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner. They're used because of all of that nutrient content. They are considered a meal replacement. So if you're busy during this time, if you're working from home during this time, which again, aren't we all, and you don't know what to eat, you haven't been to the grocery store, you don't want to go to the grocery store, it is just so easy to pick up some powder, a couple of scoops in your blender, throw some of those antioxidant rich foods like some berries, some green leafy vegetables like spinach, and just blend it all up. And there you go. You have your meal that's protein rich and also just, again, filled with those amino acids and antioxidants. So that's great. That's what I recommend, certainly for protein, and good things to know about there. So the next one is vitamin D. I'm sure you've heard lots and lots about vitamin D. And a lot of times it's really best known for its role in helping with bone health. But really, the more that you study vitamin D and learn about that, it has such an important function with our immune health. I mean, deficiency in vitamin D is associated with autoimmunity and increase in infections, including the flu. And vitamin D has even was even used to treat infections like tuberculosis before antibiotics were even invented. I don't know if you knew that. But vitamin D can help treat and prevent infections and really protect our immunity. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, most of the research says that about 85% of Americans, at least, are deficient in vitamin D. I mean, I've also read that about a billion people have vitamin D deficiency, you know, worldwide. So really, supplementation with vitamin D is warranted. And get a little bit more education about vitamin D. You can get vitamin D in two different forms. So there's a vitamin D2, and you get that from foods. And then vitamin D3, you get from the sun and from animal products. So unlike other vitamins, there's very few natural sources to get vitamin D from. But you can get some from fish and cod liver oil and portobello mushrooms that have been exposed to light. And then there are some foods that have been fortified with vitamin D. So we know that with milk and yogurt, some other plant-based milks, you know, like the soy milks and the almond milks. Some orange juice has some extra vitamin D in it, and some cereals also are fortified with vitamin D. Your body can convert that vitamin D3 from sunlight into the usable vitamin D. But again, it's sometimes really hard because it really depends on, I mean, how much you absorb kind of depends on, you know, how much clothing you're wearing and if you have sunscreen or what your skin pigment is or the time of the day, the season, and all those kind of things. So again, suffice it to say that really supplementation with vitamin D is definitely warranted. Research has shown that supplementing with vitamin D may be more effective at raising, you know, vitamin D levels compared to vitamin D2. So again, Shaklee has a vitamin D3 supplement that we promote. And they recently increased the dosage in there because, again, people are deficient in vitamin D3. So they increase the amount. So there's 2,000 IUs in one little bitty tablet instead of 1,000. So that's great. You get 2,000 and they increase the price like by a buck or something like that. So it's a very economical and really effective form of vitamin D3. I had a customer once that, you know, I've been going to the doctor, but getting prescription vitamin D because her vitamin D levels were so low and it just wasn't moving. It just wasn't going up at all. And I said, well, why don't you just switch brands? See if you can switch to Shaklee, try it for 30, 60 days, see if Shaklee will make a difference. Again, we believe in our products and the absorbability of them, bioavailability. And sure enough, she started taking the vitamin D3 and her vitamin D levels started creeping up. So the product that you choose, not only the supplement that you choose, but the product that you choose is really super important. You want to make sure that that's tested and bioavailable and all of those things. So again, can't say enough about vitamin D and vitamin D3. So next, let's talk about vitamin C. You know, we all know about vitamin C. It's really important vitamin. It's an important antioxidant. So vitamin C supports barriers that keep germs like viruses and bacteria from entering the body, and it helps kill bacteria that do get in, and it helps support our immune cells. So it supports the immune cells, make them stronger so that they can really do their job properly. But it also, again, supports those barriers to keep the germs away. So that's why, again, if you're boosting your immune system and you have lots of vitamin C, you tend to get sick less, because you're able to fight those off. I used to tell my kids when we were growing up, you take your vitamins because you have then soldiers inside of you that are fighting off of your diseases and your germs and stuff like that. So it's, I mean, that's really what's happening is when you take vitamin C, you're just making your barriers are real. You're building up your barriers to those viruses and bacteria. So again, today couldn't be a better time to start taking some extra vitamin C to really build up those barriers to the virus that's floating around that we all know about. You know, there's great food sources of vitamin C. You can get them from all your citrus fruits, right? Like oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and limes. You can squeeze lemons and limes. I've been recently doing that. Squeeze it into your water. And when you're drinking your water, you're getting that lemon and lime infused water. There's some tropical fruits like kiwi, mango, and papaya that contain vitamin C. Other fruits like strawberries, cantaloupes, vegetables like bell peppers, broccoli, tomatoes, leafy greens. And again, there are lots of sources of vitamin C. And sometimes the dietary sources of vitamin C are just not enough. So, and again, another plug for smart supplementation. And another thing that I think is really important too about vitamin C is that you have to, like people will say, well, I can only take a little vitamin C at a time. So it's true. We want to make sure that they're done in smaller doses because the body can't absorb like super high amounts of vitamin C at one time. So, I mean, it's just important to know. It's kind of like think about when it rains, right? If you have a downpour of water, it's hard for the body, I mean, hard for the ground, if you will, to absorb all of that when there's just a huge downpour, right? There's a lot of runoff and then the water goes someplace else. It doesn't all get absorbed. But if there's a gentle stream of rain throughout the day, then that ground continues to absorb it. And that's the same thing with vitamin C. And again, the vitamin C from Shaklee, well, there's a couple of different sources, but the sustained release vitamin C has a really cool patented delivery system it's sustained release. So it's, what that does is you take one pill of 500 milligrams, but it releases it throughout the day between 8 to 10 hours. It's kind of like that gentle stream of rain throughout throughout the day. So again, you want to just pay attention to that, that you want to have smaller doses, or again, take a supplement like the Shaklee vitamin C, Vita-C that has that sustained release so that you can absorb it. Otherwise, it's a water-soluble vitamin, so you just, like if you take too much dosage at one time, you just pee it out in your urine, and that's just kind of, again, a waste. So, again, it's better to take something that's a sustained release, like the Vita-C for your vitamin C. All right, so let's go on to zinc. Again, there's been lots of talk about zinc recently with the coronavirus. So let's talk about why zinc is so important. Again, it's an important mineral that we get from our food. And what it does is it helps our body produce more immune cells, right? So we take zinc, we make more immune cells, and then again, we can fight off those viruses and bacteria. That's why it's really helpful to take extra zinc and vitamin C during this time to help prevent you from getting the coronavirus. Again, I'm not making any guarantees here. It's just a smart choice if you're looking at choosing different supplements to build your immunity. You know, research has shown that zinc plays an important role in reducing the risk, reducing the severity and the duration of any type of disease that you get. And it also has some of those antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. And even if you just have mild zinc deficiency, it has an impact on your immune health. You can get zinc from some food sources. So things like oysters, cashews, I love cashews, chickpeas, I love chickpeas too, shellfish, meat, and there are some whole grains like oats and bran that contain zinc. Now, there are some zinc lozenges. You've probably seen those. I've seen some like syrups, like cough syrups and stuff like that, that have zinc in them. Sometimes it's nice to take a lozenge because it, you know, again, it kind of coats our throat. You know, there has been some studies that show that short-term, you know, use of these oral zinc tablets has been shown to decrease the length of different viral colds. So again, there's lots of different ways that you can consume it, if you will. And it's kind of, it is possible to overdose on zinc. So make sure, again, the supplement that you take, you follow the recommendations. The National Institutes of Health show that taking more than 150 milligrams of zinc each day can actually weaken the immune system. So just keep an eye out on that. And again, that's why I trust the Shaklee brand, because any dosage, if you will, any recommendations are safe for the common man, if you will, common man and woman. Okay, so let's move on to probiotics. So probiotics are the good bacteria that are in our gut. And, you know, they say 75% of our immune system is in our gut. So having a healthy gut means that we have a strong immunity. So again, it's really worth pointing out and worth you knowing that 75 to 80% of our immune cells are located in our gut. So having, and then, you know, when we're under stress, when we eat a lot of sugar, when we take antibiotics, steroids, birth control, things like that, it disrupts that intestinal flora. And so it's really good to replace it with supplementing with a probiotic. So the probiotics really help to build up those beneficial strains of bacteria and help to, you know, boost our immunity. Again, it's just probiotics have been known to help with gut health, with like IBS, but also with allergies and immune health and things like that. So the most commonly studied and recommended probiotics is the combination of lactobacillus and it's so hard for me to say sometimes, bifidobacterium, again, in helping immune system, hay fever and things like that. You'll probably see acidophilus and bifidus, really good probiotics. There are really good probiotics out there. There are lots of them out there. And again, lots of different ways that you can take it. If it's a pill, if it's a liquid, a chewable and things like that. But I want to just make sure that you know that it's really important, like that live bacteria, it needs to be way down into your intestinal system. So if you chew it, if you drink it, you know, those live bacteria has a chance that they're not going to, like all of them aren't going to get down to your lower intestine. So again, Shaklee Optiflora product is this little pearl size, has a triple encapsulation and patented delivery system. So it guarantees that you're going to get that live bacteria. It's not going to be released until it's all the way down into your intestinal system where it really needs to be. So choosing a good probiotic is, again, of utmost importance. There are different ways that you can get, you know, probiotics with yogurt or sauerkraut or other different fermented foods. Just be careful, like with yogurts. I love yogurt, but there's so much added sugar in there. So if you're trying to get lots of probiotics, you're going to eat lots of sugar, lots of calories and things like that. And one little probiotic pearl is worth what you'd get in 1,000 cups of yogurt. So again, really simple. Take a probiotic from Shaklee, and you don't have to consume that much food there. So probiotics. So next is elderberry. Just have a few more here that I want to mention. So elderberry, again, it's a powerful plant. It's been used for medicinal use and health benefits for many, many years, and specifically for its antiviral properties and its role in helping to activate the immune system. Again, you want to take things that can help activate those soldiers, as I used to tell my kids. You know, studies have been done. One study in particular that I found, there were 60 adults that they had flu-like symptoms. They took 15 milligrams of elderberry syrup 4 times a day. They experienced improved symptoms 4 days sooner than those that didn't take any elderberry at all. So this is another one of those things that helps to decrease the duration of your illness if you have it. You can find elderberry in, again, lozenges. You can find it in syrups and things like that. Just, again, make sure that the syrup, if you're doing that, doesn't have a lot of added sugar in there. Again, Shaklee has a product that's called Defend and Resist, and it contains echinacea, elderberry, and lark tree, I believe, yes. And again, that's really to be taken at the first sign of any type of, you know, illness that you have. And so I'll move right on to echinacea as the next one. So echinacea is another herb. Again, it's been used as a medicinal plant for many, many, I mean, in many ancient cultures. And, you know, many of us still use it today. I tell people to have that Defend and Resist on their shelf or in their drawer or in their medicine cabinet at all times, because once you start to feel sick, you don't want to order it or have to go to the store and find one. You want to start taking it right away, because it really, again, these herbs really helps to decrease the severity of your illness. So if you can get on top of it right away, then you can really shorten the duration of any type of your colds or upper respiratory infections. So, and I think real importantly with echinacea, I think the most important thing to know is that you can build up a tolerance to it. So you just take it for about 7 days and then stop taking it. Because again, most of the research shows that it's just that short-term use of echinacea that's really impactful. And again, we don't want to build up a tolerance to it so that it's not effective anymore. So that's echinacea. So just two more that I'm going to mention in regards to supplements that can be really helpful to boost your immunity. And again, don't worry if you want all of this information, you can just leave me a DM. I'd be happy to, again, get on the phone with you or send you a document that contains all this information. I'm going to be actually typing up and putting it on my blog. So I'll make sure that I can send you a link to that blog too, if you let me know that as you reach out to me. So two more. Ginger. I mean, you're probably most commonly thinking of ginger as calming your stomach down, which is really, really great. But it also has some benefits beyond that. And it contains those antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, kind of like garlic does. Well, garlic's kind of like a natural antibiotic. So it has antibacterial and antiviral properties as well. And they're showing that ginger has the same thing. So you can crush your ginger, grate your ginger, put it in your stews or your vegetables and things like that. But a lot of people add it to smoothies, or they'll cook with it, like cook stir fry and put fresh ginger in there. It can be taken as a supplement as well. Shaklee doesn't have a ginger. Well, wait a minute. They do. They do have a stomach soothing complex. Again, it's shown as a stomach soothing, but it does have peppermint and ginger in there. And then I like to, although this has, it's crystallized, sort of has sugar in it, but have you ever heard of crystallized ginger? I get it at my local like spice store. And if I ever kind of feel like my tummy's a little not feeling so good, I'll just take a little bit of that and just chew on it, just break a little piece off. I mean, it is sweet because it's crystallized, but it does have that ginger, and I really like how it helps to settle my stomach down. And then the last one is turmeric. So this spice has become wildly popular in recent years, and really for good reason, because there's so many positive health benefits that come from the compound that's contained in turmeric called curcumin. curcumin. That's right. There you go. So, you know, turmeric, you probably know it for its anti-inflammatory effects, but it's been recently shown to really support the immune system by activating different types and many different types of immune cells. And then there's something that's in, it's in black pepper. It's a compound that's called pepperine, right? That really helps to increase the absorbability and the availability of turmeric. So it's really important. I mean, it can really improve the absorption by up to 2,000%. So it's really important if you take a turmeric supplement that it's put together with black pepper extract, because again, that's going to really make sure that you have that absorbability, availability. You know, you can throw turmeric in your diet as well. A lot of Indian culture has turmeric powder that they mix with stews and rice and curry and things like that. I love curry. I mean, raise your hand if you like curry. I love curry. But some people put turmeric powder in their smoothies as well. Turmeric milk has become really popular recently. I've seen it in stores, like Prepare It Up, or I've even been encouraged by others to just make a turmeric milk, like it, and kind of like heat it up, warm it up, and drink it at night. It's nice. You know, milk can always be relaxing, like the calcium and magnesium in milk. It helps to relax you. And then that turmeric is a really great, of course, as we were talking about, anti-inflammatory, helps to boost the immune cells. So that's another way that you can get it. You just want to make sure that you have a little bit of black pepper in there too. You can add it again to a cup of just a pinch of black pepper, about a teaspoon of the dried turmeric, and like a cup of almond milk, and warm it up and drink that in the evening. Really, really great. And I'm just excited to say that just within a couple of weeks, Shaklee just launched their own turmeric product. So we now have a supplement. And again, it does have black pepper extract in it. And so Shaklee is a great resource for that product as well. So that's a lot of information, but again, those are some really great supplements that you can really think about when, if you're looking at boosting your immune system right around this time. Now, again, we should be doing this all year long, but everybody's really concerned about their immunity right now, and rightly so. We want to just, again, make those soldiers really strong so they can fight off the viruses and the bacteria that are coming our way. So if we just kind of recap, we talked about antioxidant foods. We talked about, you know, just a healthy diet rich with antioxidant foods, eating the rainbow, getting some protein. And then the supplements that I mentioned were vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, probiotics, elderberry, echinacea, ginger, and turmeric. So again, remember that a variety of foods and supplements can play an important role in supporting your immunity. And, you know, you don't have to take everything that I mentioned. It's not, you know, that's, you don't have to, you know, again, it's just important to keep in mind, you don't have to take everything that I mentioned, but just pick and choose. And I recommend that you do choose wisely. Choose what's realistic for you. I was working with a gal the other day who was starting to use some of the protein. She loved the protein. She had a sample of the chocolate protein shake and loved it. So she was ordering some of that. And we were talking about different supplements. And she just said, I can't really swallow that many pills. So Shaklee has a powdered vitamin called Citra Boost. So she decided to try that. You just have to be realistic on what you feel like you can take, what you're willing to take. And again, Shaklee has so many choices. So go ahead and hook up with me and I'd be happy to help make some recommendations for you. But again, I think what's really important as we look at helping ourselves develop a robust immune system, you know, I'm not making, again, any guarantees, and I'm not here treating or diagnosing or anything like that. But again, more and more studies show that these particular supplements and nutrients that you can either get from your food or smart supplements can really make a big difference in supporting your immune system. And I'm here to help you. You know, if you need some help reclaiming your life, reclaiming your health, you feel like this pandemic, I mean, you don't feel like it. And the truth is, this pandemic has really wreaked havoc on our physical and mental health. And so I'm here to help you. Please reach out to me. It's a free consultation for you. Again, there'll be a link in the show notes. You can send me a DM on Instagram. You can send me an email, Moira at MoyraWellness.com. Make sure you spell it correctly, M-O-Y-R-A. I'm here to help you. That's what I'm passionate about, is helping you live your best life. And I'm here to tell you that you can. You can. And partner with somebody that can help you, because there's so much information out there, right? It's so confusing sometimes to really know what to choose. And I'm here to tell you, I've done the research. I've lived the life. I have the experience. I've helped so many. And again, I've partnered with a company, one of the top leading companies in the area of health and wellness, to recommend those brands of products. That's why I partner with them, because they are the best of the best. And I have to tell you, it's getting even better, because let's see, this is August right now, mid-August, and next month we are having our virtual conference, and we've been told that there's more products coming out, and they're all around immune health, right? We need immune health all of the time, but most importantly at this time with this pandemic, and you know, there might be some other virus coming around in a couple of years. So it's just, this is like a dress rehearsal. I keep saying it's like a dress rehearsal for the rest of our lives. We really should, and nobody likes to be should on. So I will say that, like I said in the beginning, there are so many things that are out of our control, but there are things that are in our control. And I'm here to support you to say, let's, you know, choose a healthy diet, choose to get some exercise, choose to meditate, and get on a smart supplement program with some products that can help to support your immunity. And you're going to feel good. You're going to feel better. You're going to be able to fight off these things that come your way. Your mental health is going to be good. And again, I'm here to tell you and assure you that, yes, there are ups and downs, and there are things that you can do to help to protect yourself and support yourself. So thanks for listening. I hope that was helpful. I hope you found some value in that. Again, there's just so much talk about immune health, and I've been helping so many people. So I just wanted to jump on and record this so I could make sure I could share it with others and get it out to others, because that's what I'm here for, is to help you kind of navigate your way through the supplement and the health and wellness world, so that you can build up a robust health and really live your best life. So again, do not hesitate to reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening, and go on and live your best life. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski, or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira is spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.